Spain's military has sent reinforcements to the northwest coast to help clean up oil from the sunken tanker Prestige. Despite assurances by the Spanish government that the oil would freeze inside the hull, a research sub has confirmed that the oil is streaming out. The Spanish region of Galicia is already blackened by millions of gallons of oil. Jerome Sokolowski reports from the Galician coast, where the environmental damage is taking away some locals' livelihood.
The ocean rages here on the rocky Costa da Morte, the coast of death. It is on these rocks that fisherman Cándido Marcos de Santiago has risked his life since he was 10 years old. His leathery complexion shows decades of wind, waves, and storms. Marcos is a percebeiro. He fishes for percebes, or goose barnacles, as his ancestors have done for generations. This is extreme fishing.
El percebeiro, pues, baja las rocas.
Marcos explains that the percebeiro rappels down cliffs on a long rope like a mountain climber. He aims for the rocks lashed by the fiercest waves because that's where the tastiest barnacles grow. Even with modern equipment, the percebeiro often gets sucked out to sea. It's a very dangerous life, Marcos says. But the danger has its rewards. The claw-like barnacle, no larger than a fingertip, is almost as expensive as caviar. And it's immensely popular in Spain as Christmas and New Year's treats. That's when percebeiros make most of their annual income. But this Christmas will be different, because this year the Costa da Morte is indeed dead. When the oil tanker broke up and sank off the coast, it dumped black sludge along hundreds of miles of shoreline. Oil-coated seabirds have washed ashore, and fishing is now banned along the entire Galician coast. Now, a walk along the rocks means trudging through slime here in Fisterra, which means the end of the earth in Galicia. Volunteers have come from around Spain and abroad to help locals shovel the tar from the beaches. But they can't clean the rocks without detergent, which would do only more environmental damage. Marcos, the barnacle fisherman, predicts it'll be years before the percebes barnacles return.
It's poison. It burns everything in its wake. And me, at 46, what am I going to do? I've got no education. All I know is shelf fishing.
And Marcos feels the government bungled its response to the catastrophe. When the ship's tanks first ruptured in a storm, the government gave orders to tow it as far away as possible from Spanish waters. Like every other country, Spain didn't want to take responsibility for the 26-year-old single-hulled rusting hulk. The ship was Liberian-registered, Bahamian-flagged, operated by a Greek company, chartered by a Swiss-based Russian firm, and was en route from Latvia to Singapore. When the Prestige finally broke in two and sank 150 miles offshore, it released even more oil. Still, the Spanish government played down the danger.
They played with us, with our daily bread. First, they said it was nothing, just a small slick. Then they said another tank had ruptured, and then, yes, it was a bit more dangerous. Then there was more, and on, until it was too late.
Spain's deputy prime minister said his government didn't issue a warning about the ship breaking up because it didn't want to sow panic. Today, the fishing boats are all anchored in the harbor of Lasha. And the fishermen hang around on the wharf, staring at their boats and at the stacks of empty shellfish cages. In a bar by the quay, a young woman named Begonia and her mother-in-law Julia are also killing time over a cup of coffee. They complain that government officials don't listen to them.
The problem is they come and go to the Fishermen's Guild, and they don't listen to the whole community, to the wives of the fishermen and everyone else who's affected.
Begonia's mother-in-law helps her laugh away the tears as Begonia talks about having two young children and a husband out of work. With Christmas coming, she wonders how she'll pay the mortgage and feed her family. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski on the coast of Galicia, Spain.